producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's a terrific idea to do now and any time, 855-993-7569. The best time to do it is Monday through Friday from noon to 3 Eastern. Do not forget that you get an extra hour of sleep tomorrow night at 2 o'clock, right? You fall back, so you get an extra hour. You get the 2 o'clock hour twice, which means you get an extra hour of sleep. Yay. New York Marathon's this weekend. Halloween's today. So many funs and frivolities. David, speaking of fun and frivolity, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm 33. My wife is 30. My sister-in-law is 25.
Okay.
16 months ago, my wife and I bought a house, and my sister-in-law got her heart broken, so we took her in. So we had the house to ourselves for 1 week-ish.
Dear.
Yeah.
Okay.
And shame on us. Our only rule was no boys. And a couple of weeks ago, she asked if she could have boys over. We said no. She also asked if we could lower the rent, because she does pay rent. We said
okay.
No. And then 2 nights ago, I couldn't even park in my own driveway because she and her boyfriend were strewn across the couch, and I hit the ceiling, like I hit the roof. I summoned her upstairs, and I told her pretty much to go to dinner, go to his house. It's not cool to be here. And then now she just told my wife that she's going to be moving out in 3 weeks, which I'm totally comfortable with.
Sure.
But my question is, what do I do for damage control for my wife's sake? How can I? We haven't spoken to her since. What do I say to her?
Well, yeah, I get it. And, honey, she manipulated the situation. It reminds me, I've told the story before. When my daughters were young, I had a big house and no money. And so what I would do is I would get high school seniors who graduated, who weren't really ready to go to college and didn't want to work at minimum wage, and I would have them come and live with me and help me take care of my kid, and I would pay them a stipend. And over the years, I had, I think I had 3 or 4 different kids. And basically, no matter how wonderful the experience, when it came time for them to leave, and quite often it was contractual that they would start on June 1st and they would plan to leave, you know, May 30th or whatever. So without exception, almost all of them, you know, they didn't leave early or anything like that. But as they got closer and closer to the time it was for them to leave, they would start acting out. They would start, like I had, You know, I didn't have any pets, so you can't have a pet. You can't bring a pet into my house. And all of a sudden, they would start smuggling in a cat or something, or, you know, a parakeet, something that they knew was against the rules because it was hard to leave the situation. They really like my kid. The house is great. I'm not very hard to work for sometimes. And so instead, because they were kids, they were young. So instead of saying, look, this is a great experience. It started. It had a middle. It's had us an end. It's time for me to move on, which is very hard for kids. To leave a really good situation, they would start manipulating me and the situation, so I would toss them out so they could then say, oh, she's terrible. You know, I'm so glad to leave. Because they're kids. Hopefully, as adults, we understand that we can have beginning, middle, and ends. And leaving, transitions are hard as we get older as well, but at least we're a little bit more in touch with our own feelings so we don't have to trash things. So your sister-in-law, sort of parking across the, you know, the highway, asking for a lower rent, bringing a boyfriend over, she may have been conscious, but I don't think it was unintentional, that it was time for her to leave. But it's, you know, she probably loves her sister. She probably likes you a lot. It's a great house. It's probably a much nicer place than she could afford on her own. And so it's hard for her to leave that. So to be able to justify leaving it, she was going to do something that she knew, David, was going to drive you nuts and give you no choice because it's time for her to leave, and she didn't really know how to do it. So with that understanding, what you can do is maybe instead of being furious with her, saying, how could you do this? We've been so great to you. You know, we brought you into our house. And it's an understandable but misplaced emotion. So if you could just look at her and just kind of inwardly, do not do it outwardly, but smile. She manipulated the situation so you would make it easy for her to leave, because otherwise it was going to be really hard for her to leave. So what I would be for the next 2 weeks is incredibly stupid and incredibly cheerful. I'll just pretend the whole thing never happened. Gee, do you need me to come and help you move any stuff? You know, if you're buying a bed and you need me to put together, just let me know. And in terms of your wife, I would just say, look, somebody had to be the bad guy. It was time for her to leave. I'm willing to take that role. But, you know, I love her dearly. I love you dearly. But I think you got played here a little bit. You got to be the bad guy because it was easier to make. And she knew that her sister was not going to throw her out, but it was time for her to leave. And she just didn't know how to do it. So I wouldn't feel like you're Simon Legree. I would be incredibly polite and cheerful to her and be kind of amused because she's going to be snotty. She's going to be sullen. And hopefully you can play this tape, you know, you can play the podcast for your wife. I would not necessarily play it for your sister-in-law right now because it sounds like she's a little immature. How long has she actually been there?
Pretty much we've had the house for 16 months, and we had, my wife and I had the house to ourselves for about a week to maybe 10 days. So pretty much almost the full 16 months.
Yeah. So she is, and look, understand two things. How much were you charging her for rent?
$500.
How much?
$1,500.
Okay. And it cost $1,500 for you. That's what your mortgage is? That's what cost you guys to live there?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's
a lot.
Well, but you know, but that's okay too. That you know, that you were doing her a favor. Understand going forward, because it sounds like you have a big house, and it sounds like your wife may be, if not the oldest in the family, at least someone everybody's going to turn to. In the future, when somebody wants to come and stay with you, you probably need to make it really clear how long they're going to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Not only what the rules are, which sounds like we're pretty clear, but how long they're going to stay. Because it'll make it easier all the way around.
Right. My plan was the high rent and the no boys, because eventually she'd want to grow wings and live her own and have her own space.
Yeah, she did. But she just did it in a way that kind of kids do rather than, I mean, look, you set up a situation so you hoped she would leave voluntarily. She's young, and even though $500 is a high rent, and no boys seems restrictive for a 25-year-old. You did it so she didn't stay forever, but it was cool enough for 16 months. And so, I mean, the two of you, you kind of have a kabuki dance going on here that neither of you were admitting. You're saying, if I make it restrictive enough, she'll leave voluntarily, and then I could still be the good guy. She's saying, well, how'd you like, you know, if you really want to be the good guy, how about if you relax the rules? And you're saying, but I really don't want, you know, I'd like to have my wife back, and I'd like to have some privacy. And she's saying, well, you know, that I don't want to be the bad guy. I don't want to leave because this is still kind of fun. And I get to see my sister, and maybe somebody's even subsidizing me, hopefully not your wife, but subsidizing me, so it's not as egregious as I think. So, and I don't want to leave, so I'll manipulate you. So, I mean, the two of you are a perfect kabuki dance with one another. But I would just be really charming and not let her sullenness be anything except vaguely amusing. But don't laugh at her. Don't make her feel diminished, but don't take it. I mean, look, as I said, the two of you had the perfect kabuki dance going. She just basically out kabukied you.
Well, thank you very much. I'll be cheerful, and I know I have stupid down pat, so I'll just come by.
Well, she beat you at your own game to a certain extent, David. So listen, remind yourself that slaves always know more about masters than masters know about slaves. You have more power than she does. So she knew exactly how to get the situation to, because she's ready to leave. And so, but it's hard to leave a situation that has a lot going for it. And she's going to have to be out on her own, decide what to do about her boyfriend. She, no matter, I mean, $500, it's not nothing, but she's probably going to find it very difficult to replicate the situation for $500. So, cheerful and stupid, and she's pretty good at that manipulation as well. Give your wife a hug, play the podcast for her, and don't do it for your sister-in-law. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You know, I forgot, I assume Canada celebrates Halloween as well. I mean, it's really not an American holiday per se. I mean, it's tomorrow is All Saints Day, so this is All Hallows Eve, which is in theory, as you can hear, the explanation is kind of varied, that it was really a Celtic holiday before it was anything else. And I know that in South America and Spain, Mexico, that it's considered a holiday as well. And the idea of leaving treats was to keep the evil spirits from your door, kind of as bribes. It's one of those weird holidays that's kind of morphed into a big deal that it really wasn't before. So let's hear what other people. We got the cat costume, which is very impressive, because trying to wrestle a cat into a costume.
Yeah, let alone getting them to keep it on.
Yeah. Well, long enough for the picture.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
Next up, we have my husband, kids, and I are going as the three little pigs and the big bad wolf.
Ooh, who gets to be the big bad wolf? I guess husband.
I would assume the father, yeah.
I don't know. That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Send pictures, people.
Yep, that one didn't have a picture, but
okay.
Let's see. Next up.
Well, they haven't. It's not Halloween yet, so they may be waiting to the last moment.
Yeah, that's true. Next Monday, send pictures. We'll go over them.
Yeah.
Next up is Amanda Bynes, who has had a rough time recently.
Yeah. Yes, she has. So you're going... Okay, fair enough.
After that, Where's Wally? Which is Where's Waldo? I think it's called different things, depending on where you are in the world.
Well, yeah, that's the one on the Today Show, right? Where's Waldo or some whatever it is?
I believe so, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to be a little careful about television references for me. I mean, I sort of keep going. All right, there's a station around here that's doing a Walking Dead party. And so people in the top prize, I don't even know how you, I mean, I know what the thing is, but they'll give you a party with food and maybe somebody from the Walking Dead show and a big screen television. Apparently zombies are where it's at these days.
Yeah, it looks, I know that show's gotten really big, and with the Breaking Bad, Walking Dead, Dexter, some of the other shows that just blew up recently.
Yeah, well, somehow, it's really interesting. I was saying, one of the nice things about sort of having this kind of job is you get to see trends, because you get to see kind of an overview. And in movies, class warfare has become it's not so much who the enemy is, but we're our own enemy, that the rich versus the poor. And there was, I'm trying to remember, was the Avengers did it. Snowpiercer did it, and I'm trying to remember what the other one was. The Planet of the Apes was one. I mean, that whole notion of the rich versus the poor is become part of, and even the Lego Movie, which is a kid's animation, is really about rich versus poor and the capitalist and owning society. I saw the Sting movie, or the Sting theatrical, the play last night, and that's the same thing. I mean, it's a really interesting phenomenon.
Oh, and the other one that comes to mind, of course, I'm not going to remember the name of it, but where the richer people had kind of their own space station, I believe it was, where they
could Tom Cruise one, yeah,
and
yeah,
do all this crazy stuff, and then the poor people were down on Earth with
Oh no, that was the Matt Damon one. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was. Is that Elysium? Is that the right one?
Yeah, I think it was.
Okay.
Yeah. Dear. All right. So, yeah, I think the Occupy Wall Street really tapped into something. I think they were not focused enough to be effective. And I tend to agree with them. But, man, one of the things that, that politics should have taught people is you need to have a statement that is inclusive enough to get a lot of people to come along with you, but exclusive enough not to completely disperse your message. Because the idea that there should be a very small number of people who exploit everybody else is, especially in America, is a very troublesome one. And it's reflected in movies and plays and TV. All right. The apocalyptic version. All right, what else we got?
Next up, we have a suicidal psych patient, and this was from...
Well, thank you. That seems terribly appropriate. What are you doing for that?
This is actually... She did post a picture with it. So looking at the picture, it is a lady with kind of frizzy hair and a bow in her hair and wearing a hospital gown, and then bloody wraps around her wrists, it appears.
Oh, dear. I don't know. There's something a little more upsetting about that. Okay.
Definitely going for the scarier option with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Next up.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Next up, my man friend is a milkman, which is his nickname, and I am the ever lonely 50s housewife. This one they also put
milkman. Do we even have milkman anymore?
No, we don't. But they did put a picture, and it's pretty much the typical milkman outfit that you would think of that you would associate with.
I wonder where you get a milkman outfit.
It looks like it's just a white dress pants, white dress shirt, black bow tie with a black visor. But it pulls the whole thing together. And then,
well, how cute is that? And she's a lonely house, you know.
Yep, she's in a...
Not the milkmaid, huh?
Reddish, pinkish, polka dot dress with gloves up to about her elbows.
Milkman.
Yep.
All righty, fair enough.
Next up is Tiffy from Candy Crush Saga. I haven't played Candy Crush.
No, it's so on my phone. I don't know how to do it. But, that's good. How could you go as an iPhone? I guess you just go with a telephone wire or something sticking out of your ears with a big eye.
She said Tiffy, which I'm assuming is a character name, T-I-F-F-I. But having not played the game, I'm not 100% sure on that.
All right, fair enough.
And then our final one, this is a woman that posted, my daughter Britta, 1 year she was a permanent alien with a green alien hat and hands. Then the next year she was a Britta the water filter.
That would be a good one.
And then,
what do you do, just look like a picture?
Yeah, it says water filter head and body cover from paper. There's no picture, that was just the description.
That's pretty cute.
And then this year she's going to be awesome sauce. And then in parentheses, gosh only knows what that means.
Several people have used that term. Let's see if I Google awesome sauce, let's see what happens. I think, is it just kind of a awesome,
I think it's just a saying that has
kind of
come
awesome sauce. Let's see what it says. Apparently there's a commercial about awesome sauce. Urban Dictionary, the original awesome sauce is probably from Strong Bad, though in that case he refers to a cleaning product with the trade name awesome sauce. Possibly in this Strong Bad cartoon, definition is lacking, other than using the idiom, see awesome sauce. So, do we know what Strong Bad is?
I don't know. I have no idea. Whew. A cartoon. I haven't heard of that one.
Me neither. Let's see, the online slang dictionary, it says here. I am awesome sauce, boom, like what, like boom, awesome sauce, fudge, fudge, nuggets, awesome sauce, boom, I am awesome sauce, boom, boom.
That, I don't think that helped.
Not a whole lot, you know, but, yeah, I mean, it was kind of, it says that it's to be contrasted with weak sauce. Good, okay, cool, awesome. I think it's like cool beans.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
All right, folks, stay tuned for a spooky treat that has to do somewhat with ghosts and somewhat with theater, and I think you'll enjoy it. All righty, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, well, it's that time of the week where we do one of, well, I shouldn't say my favorite because I really like everything about the program, but one of the newer parts of the program, which is called It's Broken, Let's Fix It, where in general, it's I've usually looked at an issue often brought to light by a documentary, but it has to have not only some kind of universal appeal, but some sort of solution. So I'm cheating today. I'll just admit up front that David is a friend of mine and a colleague, and I just thought this would be a really fun thing to do for Halloween, because David is an incredibly well-versed theater critic and votes on like lots of different stuff. And he also runs something called, what do we call it, Critics' Choice Tours, right? Did I get it right, David?
Yes, Critics' Choice Tours.
Okay. So I thought in honor of Halloween, that we've been talking about Halloween costumes and weird Halloween customs, but what is more Halloweenish than a ghost? And what is more universal than ghosts in the theater, right? I mean, so I thought we'll get David on to talk about theater ghosts for Halloween. So I'm cheating today, David, so you get to be part of my cheat. All right, so tell me, why we think, do we think that theater people are just more superstitious than the average bear? I mean, why do we think there's so many ghost stories that surround theater?
I agree with you that theater people are a tad more superstitious than the average person. Your viewers may not be aware of it, but there's like a theater tradition about the Shakespeare's Macbeth.
You said it. You said it.
I said it. Well, there's a superstition haunting that, as it were, that people are so superstitious. Actors and their ilk are so superstitious about Macbeth that they don't even say the name of it on stage when they're in a play. They refer to
the
it
Scottish
as
play.
The Scottish play.
Yeah.
And that came about because there are three witches in the show, and there's a belief that the lines they have, boil, boil, toil and trouble, are actually an incantation to summon up evil spirits.
Like real?
Real evil spirits, because a lot of productions of the Scottish play throughout history have been plagued with accidents, with actors getting stabbed, with Lady Macbeth falling and tripping during her sleepwalking scene. So, and there was a recent production with Alan Cumming of The Good Wife on Broadway, and there was a sign in the lobby of the Barrymore Theater where it played that said, ladies and gentlemen, while you are here, please do not mention the name of the play while you are in this theater.
Wow. Wow. Oh, that's very, I mean, you're saying that so many things happened that people felt that it was maybe cursed, but is there a more realistic or less otherworldly explanation?
Yes, I've heard a more mundane explanation. Macbeth has a lot of sword fighting in it, as do a lot of Shakespeare's plays. And there's a lot of stabbing and sword fighting and all of that. And as I mentioned, Lady Macbeth has a sleepwalking scene where some actresses like to close their eyes during it. They don't have to. But there have been actresses who have closed their eyes and tripped and fallen sometimes from a great height. I read an explanation that the reason that there are so many accidents is very simple. It's just that the actors don't prepare enough and don't rehearse their moves and everything, and are kind of aren't on their A game, and so they may stab one another. They may use. So the moral of the story is, as Spencer Tracy said, know your lines and don't bump into the furniture.
Well, see, I would have another explanation as a psychologist, is a self-fulfilling prophecy. You believe that something is going to happen that's bad, that it certainly increases the possibility. I would also probably argue that, you know, I've always worked for talk stations, obviously, who quite often carried sports teams. And so I've always known, I knew the Red Sox, I've been running spring training with the Red Sox and the 49ers. And so at one point, here's a question I'll ask you, which is, who do you think is more superstitious, the offense or the defense, especially in football?
Oh, that's interesting. I guess the defense, because they're worried about being attacked, so they're always watching themselves.
Good answer. Not exactly. I mean, it really is a very good answer for slightly different reasons, which is, you're absolutely right, it is the defense, but it's because they have less control. And I would argue that there is probably nothing that gives you less control than being an actor. That basically...
Yes, that's true.
You need, I mean, you know, that you're always auditioning and somebody can fire you. So that there is actually some psychological underpinning to the fact that that actors are so superstitious. All right, let's talk about some. But I mean, it is a fun kind of thing, and where you've got these bigger than life people who have been doing this. How long has Broadway theater been around?
Oh, well, about it had the official anniversary, I believe, in the 1880s is when they began to have theaters in the area. The earliest ones were in the 1890s when Oscar Hammerstein I, the father of the famous lyricist, built a theater in that area that was previous to that, all the theaters had been downtown around 14th Street in that area.
Huh.
And as new subway lines began to come in around there and the area began to become more profitable, before that, Times Square was basically known for factories that made carriages for horses and so forth. But around that time, Hammerstein was the first to build one there, and then some more came up, like the New Amsterdam in 1903, the Lyceum in 1903, and the area got its real prominence basically when the New York Times said they were going to build their headquarters there, hence the name Times Square.
Yeah.
And New Year's Eve celebrated the opening of the building with the New Year's Eve celebration and a early 20th century version of the ball with the lights downing, which is how Times Square, being the center of celebration for New Year's Eve, began. That was in 1903. So around the turn of the century is when theaters began to, that became the theater center of New York and of the whole world, really.
All right, so you've got a major city with a very dramatic and public face, and so maybe that's a great breeding ground for superstition. All right, so tell me your favorite ghost story about theaters.
Well, probably my favorite ghost story is the one concerning the theater I just mentioned, the New Amsterdam, which is on 42nd Street. It's where Aladdin is now playing. Disney owns it. They reclaimed it after the area sort of fell down in the 1990s. But when it first opened, one of the main occupants of the theater was Florence Ziegfeld at the New Amsterdam, and quite often his annual Ziegfeld Follies, very elaborate musical shows, were presented there. He did a new one every year up until the 1920s. Into the Great Depression, and there was a young lady who was a very beautiful chorus girl, a beautiful Ziegfeld girl named Olive Thomas. She had been in the show. She was considered one of the most beautiful young women in Mr. Ziegfeld's chorus line. She was given incredible gifts. She was once given a string of pearls from the German ambassador worth about $20,000.
$20,000 in what, 1900?
In 1900 money, I think.
How much is that? Be worth a lot of money now.
Millions now, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
And she married Jack Pickford, who was the brother of Mary Pickford,
right,
the famous silent screen star. And they were quite the couple. They enjoyed going to parties. They enjoyed drinking and staying out all night. And they went to Hollywood and did a few silent films. And they were having a second honeymoon in Paris one night. And it isn't quite clear what exactly happened that caused her to do this. But evidently they had been out all night drinking and partying. And Jack had been suffering from a venereal disease. And Olive got up in the middle of the night after some heavy drinking, and he left his a bottle of the solution he was using to cure his venereal disease on the bathroom counter. She drank it, and you weren't supposed to drink it. You were supposed to just apply it to the skin, the legend goes, and she was poisoned and died a few years later at the age of, in her early 20s. She was very young.
Wow. All right, so we come back. We need to take a break here. Come back and tell us about Olive's ghost and how she haunts and where she haunts. My guest is David Heward, and we're talking just in favor of Halloween about hauntings in theaters. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, my guest today, which is admittedly a little bit of a finesse, but it is Halloween, and so I've invited a friend of mine, David Sheward, who does walking tours of Times Square, the theater district, to talk a little bit about the ghost, the haunting, because we figured, how Halloween-y is this? You can find David, you can email him at info@criticschoicetours.com, and we'll put it on the website as well for you, David. All right, so we were talking about Olive Thomas, who was a Ziegfeld girl who married Mary Pickford's brother, and on the second honeymoon in Paris, drank, I mean, it sounds like she would drink anything that was laying around, and ended up dying in her early 20s. So tell me about her ghost.
Okay. So Disney has repurchased the New Amsterdam Theater, where Olive appeared in the Ziegfeld Follies. One night, during the renovations, a night watchman sees a beautiful young woman in a Ziegfeld Follies costume carrying a bottle of what looks like a prescription, some sort of glass bottle in her hand. And he says, hey, you know, you can't be back here in the middle of the night. And she smiles at him and walks through the wall. That's the legend.
Wow.
And it was a picture of I've heard that they later found a picture of Olive and matched it to the image that was seen of that this guy saw. And it is Olive Thomas, that so he claims. And there have been sightings of her backstage during this whole process. She only appears to men, and she causes disturbances, they say, when old Ziegfeld girls are reappearing in the theater. Like at one point, they had the Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS Easter Bonnet competition at the New Amsterdam, and several old Ziegfeld girls had been invited back. And the lights went out at one point. There were weird noises and so forth. So, but now they have Olive's picture backstage, and every night everybody says, "Hi, Olive, how are you doing? We're going to have a good show for you tonight." That evidently placates her, so she hasn't caused too many disturbances lately.
even among men, huh? All right. So, give
right.
me one. So, do you believe in ghosts?
I'm sort of open to the possibility. I've never seen one, but it's possible. I'm open to it. I'm skeptical, but with an open mind.
Fair enough. All right, give me another ghost story for Halloween.
Okay. Another one is the Belasco Theater, where Hedwig and the Angry Inch is playing, and there have been sightings. The theater is named for its owner, producer David Belasco, who was a very eccentric person. Though born Jewish, he used to like to dress in a clerical garb, and his nickname was the Bishop of Broadway. He had an apartment up at the top of the Belasco Theater, and he also, after he died, and an elevator that went up to the top of the theater. Years after the mechanism had been bricked up and everything, people could hear an elevator going up and down, although
wow.
it was not connected. People have reported seeing a strange old man in a priestly garb walking around. So that's another. And even in Hedwig, they make a joke about it, where Hedwig, now played by Michael C. Hall of Dexter, jokes to someone who's sitting in Belasco's seat in one of the boxes, says,
yep.
"You know, watch out for. Let us know if you see the ghost of David Belasco."
Yeah, yeah, I saw it when Neil Patrick Harris did it, and there it's right there, the box closest to the stage, and it's always some tourist from out of town who has no idea what they're talking about, and he keeps saying, you know, have you seen this guy? And I think my guess is most of the audience has no idea what he's talking about either, but it's always, you know, I've seen that show literally four times, and every time they do it, so. All right, how much of this do you think is just suggestion, that you've got superstitious people and there's enough of a legend around that people sort of see things when they're, you know, because they're feeling hyper alert or I mean, so you're it sounds like you're a little bit skeptical about this.
I'm a little skeptical. I think that there may be a glimmer of it, that there may be some possibility that there may be some remnant of a person's spirit hanging around. That's possible. I admit it could happen, but I think that a lot of people may if you go into an area and you it has a reputation, as you say, of being yep. haunted, that plants the seed in your mind. And well, you may see something, and it may magnify or twist in your perception to come across like a closer to a specter as opposed to a trick of the light or something like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, that area, as you point out, was... Who was it that said you could stand on the corner on 42nd Street and 7th Avenue and see all the Ten Commandments broken at one time?
But that's sort of an apocryphal saying from the days in like the 70s and into the 80s when the whole area really fell on hard times and 42nd Street was nothing but porn theaters and things like that. I don't know who coined that phrase, but if you ever saw Midnight Cowboy, that gives you an idea of what the area was like at the time.
I'm walking and, here.
Right. And
right,
then...
So if there was all this kind of, I mean, the notion, that whole idea of intense emotions sort of mm-hmm. having some, you know, that matter is neither created nor destroyed. And so intensity tends to, you know, to kind of leave its mark on the ozone or whatever. I mean, you know, it's hard to come up with a scientific explanation, as you know, for
right.
sort of otherworldly things. By definition, they're not scientific. But if there were going to be actors, why aren't there, like, ghosts of hookers? Or maybe there are. Have you ever heard of... I mean, you know, that's a pretty intense kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But no hookers, no intensity.
I haven't heard of any. I think because also theatricality and maybe because the hookers don't have the hookers' spirit. There's not, like, one place. Like, they were wandering around in the
street. Yeah, good point. Good point.
As opposed to being in a theater the whole time.
All right. So if you were going to tell somebody why, you know, what the fun would be about going on a tour of Times Square in the theater district,
uh-huh.
what would you tell them in general?
Oh, everybody, Broadway is, the Broadway area is like it's the center of theatrical activity, as I said, in New York City and of America. And I offer my own take of what goes on behind the scenes as well as the history. As you mentioned, I'm a working theater critic, a Tony Award voter, and I offer not just a fun walk in the area, but also a look at how Broadway works, how the Tony Awards work, why certain shows win and others
and
lose.
Why radio has limits. So go to CriticsChoiceTours.com. David, thanks a bunch for scaring the living daylights out of us. I'm Dr.
Well,
Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-9-
I'm Dr. Bradley Keel, chiropractic physician in Blaine, Minnesota. At Corrective Care Chiropractic, we strive to restore and maintain health through natural methods. Chiropractic to optimize nervous system function and nutrition to supply the body with the raw materials needed for healing. Call 763-755-0100 or on the web at cccchiro.com. We want to assist you in reaching your health and wellness goals. That's 763-755-0100 or cccchiro.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial.
Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.